call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Do you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have the roll call, please.
Klimko?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
Noon?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Henry?
Here.
Keegan?
Here. Our manager clerk is out for this evening, so we are blessed to have Ms. Kildow here with us this evening, acting as our clerk. We have the minutes of December 2nd, 16th, 30th, and January 6th.
A motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on any of these minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Or any abstentions?
So if we were not on council,
you should abstain on the ones for December.
Okay, so abstain for December.
So there's three abstentions. Normally we would have our council appearance from Mrs. Kathy Halpin for the shade tree, but she's not here yet. So we'll go right to the audience portion. I'll open it up for anybody from the audience for any remarks, petitions, statements, or testimony.
Deborah Franklin, 125 North Franklin Avenue, Washington. There's still an issue with the street. Now, there was somebody up there today, and they were doing the potholes.
Okay.
And the job was such a sloppy job. Myself and Mrs. Coleman, I came down and addressed it. So someone did come back the second time. Still a very sloppy job, though. Now, I know it's in the works that North Lincoln Avenue is supposed to be done. Can you give us a date?
No. I wish I could. The asphalt plants have closed down now, so it's kind of weather-dependent and when they start up. Best thing that I guess I could tell you is springtime.
But there's no way you can give any kind of date?
I wish I could, but
say April, May, there's... I mean, because this is
ongoing. I could try, but I could be completely wrong. I would like to say that we'll have something going in the April, May time frame, but it's nothing more than a guess.
Okay, but it's something, it needs to be done, because, we have had work done to the left of us, to the right of us, down the street, all around, but nothing gets done on North Lincoln Avenue. I don't look good for the town. It sure doesn't look good for the street. But we're hoping that something does get done.
We're going to make something happen there this year.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello. Marco Mateo from Washington, New Jersey, 13 Pleasant View Avenue. I just wanted to update you guys on what was going on with the theater. So, if it's okay, I'd like to give you these brochures that you can pass them out. Just has our crowdfunding site and our website where we can get donations, and just to help spread the word about what we're doing and to try to keep everybody from the community and the area in the loop about what's happening, and to get any feedback from you guys and any of your friends and associates and family members about what we can do to get this theater back on track. I'm up to about a little over $1,000 on the GoFundMe site that we have, and the PayPal account, which is on the website, generated about $450. So I'm about halfway there to try to potentially reopen the theater. I was hoping, in a best-case scenario, that it would have been this upcoming Friday. You know, that was a month ago when I thought that, because of the two-week interim before the Super Bowl, so that's usually a good time for people to go out, but it's not going to happen. So, realistically, depending on if I can raise, I'm about $2,200 short on what I need to do to reopen the theater. I'm supposed to be getting a grant to pay off the electric bill, and the money after that would be to update and pay for the fire alarm control panel to be retested and brought back onto circulation. And the rest would be for another 150 gallons of oil and another round of building insurance. And then what would happen is in February, I would wind up doing a whole series of $2 movies or free movies. They would all be family-related. Animated stuff works best in our town. And there is a lot of product out there, so I'm really anxious to be able to provide that for the community and stuff and get some people back in and spread the word on what we're doing and to get people excited about the future, you know. But right now, it's, you know, just a little anxious. I've been closed down for about 10 weeks, and I'm just really hoping to God that we can pull it off and get open, you know, sometime here in earlier part of February. Do you guys, anybody have any questions for me whatsoever? Anybody from the audience? Anybody? I'm trying my best. I mean, the biggest thing I think, you know, I probably didn't do a good enough job of creating a board of directors and an advisory board. So right now, that's my main focus, to getting more people to work with. And I'm definitely in the process of doing that and aligning myself with the right kind of people to help not just create awareness, but to raise money and project the whole goal for not just saving the theater, but, you know, renovating and restoring it to essentially a multicultural arts center that will benefit the region, the town, and the whole area. You know, it's something I think we desperately need, not just from like a family standpoint of view, but for any age range. I'm very excited about it. I mean, past 8 years, up and down, there's been a lot of good times, there's been a lot of hard times, but, you know, I don't regret any of it. It's just I wish, it just seems so difficult. You know, I can understand why people have abandoned the theater in years past, because it's just really, it doesn't seem worth it with everything you have to fight for it to be successful. But, I mean, there's only one Washington Theater. I mean, and I'll say it over and over again, but it's really a gift that's sitting there right before us, a piece of old Hollywood that has done so much for the area. And for the record, it turns 88 years old on January 24th. So one of these days, we're going to have a big celebration on that day, but it won't be this year, unfortunately. Okay. And the only other thing I wanted to mention was, is there anything else I need to do to try to get a letter for a resolution of support for the theater so I can present that to the land preservation in June?
Have you contacted our manager about getting something like that done?
No, I didn't know. We had talked about it last time I was here, but I didn't know actually the proper channel.
I would say the best way is to request one from the manager. I will let her know to do that also.
Okay.
But it'll be good if you follow up, because you can give her some information that I can't.
Christine Blanchard?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that. And that was it?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good
evening. Mike Hausman, live on 99 Terrace.
What was your last name, sir?
Mike Hausman, H-O-U-S-M-A-N.
Thank you, sir.
I just found out about 40 minutes ago, there's some kind of resolution in regards to the parking on Hahn Terrace. That there would be some discussion about that this evening, and you know, some of my neighbors came here also. Don't see anything on the agenda about that, but
I'm not aware of anything. Has Streets Committee spoken about it, or?
No.
May I
approach? Sure. I'm not sure if it's on. My name is Joe Kraszewski. I'm a resident of 35 South Lincoln Avenue. I'm corner of Hahn Terrace and South Lincoln Avenue. As we know right now, it's my understanding that there is a parking ordinance that's...
Councilman, sorry about that.
It's my understanding that there may be a parking ordinance, Mr. Mayor, that there's going to be put in place on some of the streets in the borough there, one of them being Hahn Terrace, and I'm just here with a few folks to discuss whether or not that is the case. Please.
Okay. There was a streets ordinance passed in December.
Okay.
And if you're asking me what we to remember everything that was in Joe, I'd be lying.
Okay.
I told you. But there was a parking ordinance passed in December.
Okay.
We can get you guys a copy of that.
Okay. May I ask one question?
Sure.
Do you recall, I know you don't remember everything, but do you recall if it was that they were going to prevent cars from parking on Hahn Terrace, like 24/7 as opposed to just overnight? Sorry about that.
That's all right. I would have brought the new one in. I don't know where it happens. I can't tell you, John.
Okay. So let me ask this question, if I may. If, in fact, that already has been voted on, is there anything to do to stop it, if that's the case of what it is?
It took effect immediately upon passage in the meeting of the session.
Okay. Okay. So can I get a copy of those?
Sure.
That's important.
And you're at
35 South Lincoln Avenue?
You might want to go up and give Anne your phone number so Chris can give you a call.
Do you have internet access, sir?
I do.
You should be able to find it online also.
I don't know if it's...
What street are you on?
On Terrace is one.
Yeah, it's in the minutes for December 2nd. Page 13. Article 8. No parking amendments followed. Add Hahn Street, it says, both sides, entire length.
You're on Terrace.
I'm on Terrace.
Hahn Street.
Behind the school?
Behind the school?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, Hahn Terrace is that
right.
Way. Hahn Street is over here.
Very good. Okay.
Enjoy
your meeting, folks. Thank you.
Right, but they weren't sure.
Yeah.
So it's not Hunter. Hi. Tony Vargas, 31 Letopy Trail, Washington. We live in Shabacon Village, or Shabby Village, as a lot of people call it.
Okay.
We have lots of problems there to begin with water mains, and there's been all kinds of work going on right now, and our road is so icy down near our corner that probably from this podium to you, it's all ice for the car out in the road.
You're at 31, you say?
Yes,
okay.
31, 29, 27, that whole corner there, very, very icy.
Thank you.
Also, we've been told that the town is in charge of where our mailboxes are. We have the key mailboxes at the beginning of the complex. But no one shovels, no one salts.
Don, excuse me a second. We have to keep that open while it's during the public meeting.
No one shovels, no one salts it. She fell last year, was on the ice for 20 minutes sitting, waiting for somebody to help get her up. I'm like, there's no light for at nighttime. It's such a dangerous...
You're not the first person to complain. We have been looking into that. I don't have an answer for you tonight because our manager was looking into it and she's not here this evening. If you would give your clerk your phone number, maybe, and I'll have her give you a call. Because I think there's some question as to whether the borough owns it, the post office owns it, or who owns it.
Oh, the postmaster was throwing a fit. He's like, my guys can't come through this. Last year, climb through this to put the mail in. You know, and then we have that little bit of woods right there. And
right.
It might be a little bit, but there's deer and everything. And if we're getting our mail in the middle of the night, anybody could be right there and we wouldn't see them.
Yeah, and your locks freeze up on the mailboxes,
I understand, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then once it starts to defrost, then you have a puddle this thick because it's so badly constructed right there.
Just since I have you here, what would you think of actually getting the mail at your door? Okay.
I would love
that. That's a
that.
Suggestion that we've brought up. I don't know where it sits with the postmaster right now. But,
especially for somebody like Carol over here, you know, it's at the door. Okay, we could open up the door. It's awesome for her.
Right.
You know, and my neighborhood, when we first moved in 20 years ago, it was young children. And now we're all grandparents.
Yeah, I think originally that was supposed to be a condo complex where you had your own little...
Yeah.
And they were supposed to take care of it, and, well, that governing body never came into existence, I guess. And
it was horribly done, period.
That got left out in the cold. So we are working towards something like that. We're looking at it right now.
The mailboxes would be ideal, especially, like I said, for our elderly and you know, in front of them, there's a lot of people there handicapped, too. So that would be the best, most awesome
consideration. Okay, that's one of the suggestions that has been spoken about. We'll check on it. If you give the clerk your phone number, I'll make sure the clerk gives you an update on it tomorrow. Who takes care of it? There was work up at 51, 57?
They put in a new fire hydrant. I'm going to say Johnny Combo. Fire hydrant. But, I mean, it seems like every day that they're doing work on the road there. And it's not even from that. It's just from the you know, that whole section of the hill.
Right.
When we're down at the bottom of the hill with the curves, it all sits there. And the drainage is just not good enough. You know, and I know the drainage of the whole area is bad because I know right on 57 it's horrendous. You know, the liquor store, that always, no matter what you folks did, that still floods.
I have friends over there that seems that there's always some kind of a leak there someplace.
Our house was the first.
Okay, and trying to find it has been a bear.
Our house was the first. 17 years ago, we had a trailer we lived in for 2 months when we first moved in. So, when the complex was built, they didn't pack the dirt underneath the houses. From the runoff from the backyard to the front, it wiped out all the dirt underneath because it wasn't packed. When they broke through my concrete, I had a 3-foot gap from the concrete all the way down to the dirt. So, prior, with the building permits for that whole complex, was not followed through very properly. And, I mean, shabby village. But I love my house, and I'm not going to move.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Anyone else?
My turn already?
Sure.
Hello, welcome new members to your fun position that you have. My name is Don Eller. I live at 44 West Church Street, and I'm here tonight to see if the council has rescinded the two sections in regards to trailers that they said they would do when they passed the ordinance in December.
We have not. Has Streets Committee met?
No, we have not met.
Okay. Do you have a date for when you're meeting?
February 2nd.
Okay. So having said that, I've had time to reflect over the holidays like many folks. And what I would like to share with council is that in regards to this trailer issue, there really seems to be, if I rounded things off, no more than 10 locations in the community that the trailers would have been an issue. Okay? But, Mr. Mayor, would you tell us approximately how many residents there are in the borough of Washington?
6,600.
I would have guessed similar numbers. I ask and say that to you because what I see as a resident is I see that somebody has chosen to make an ordinance to address 10 residents out of 6,500. And in my eyes, that's poor. If you come into this and you do it as a business and someone were to hire you as a recycling coordinator and you told your employees to go out and pick up the bubblegum wrappers and called it recycling, you come up short. Nobody wants you to find the little things in the community or pick on so few that it's a waste of time. Okay? We've had plenty of mismanagement over the past, and what I'm asking you to do is to reflect within yourself, grab hold of something bigger that is going to help change the community, because the little things picking on 10 people about their trailers because you don't like it, it's not good. So I say that respectfully and friendly. If you're going to be here on council, grab hold of something good that is going to help more I mean, you pick the number. I mean, you know, and I feel that's the problem with New Jersey. You know, one person complains, now we need to make a law. And this isn't, I've been a resident for over 20 years, and this isn't the first time that I've been here in front of council talking about something small. Okay? So, if you would, find something bigger to grab onto that is going to help a lot more people than just 10, or be something that, you know, in this case it was considered an eyesore. But when we look at all the things we got going on in the community, we can certainly find bigger things to address. How's that?
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right, good luck in your new position.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Reverend Blocknight, Mount Pisgah AME Church. First issue is we had an event on yesterday, and we looked onto the website to be able to invite the council members, and the website needs to be updated. Still has a vacant position. The deputy mayor was not listed, and the mayor had let us know that he would not be able to attend. It bounced back from Councilman Higgins, bounced back to us, so then I sent another one. But it doesn't look good that you can't forward the information and then you can only get it to certain people. So the mayor was not there, so we could not have the deputy mayor there. And we're just asking that you please, somebody, update the web page.
We shall.
The other issue is, we still are not in receipt. We asked for a copy of the rejection letter, also to be able to see, if possible, a copy of the grant that was written in regards to North Lincoln. We have not received that. There's been no communication back and forth about that.
The ones just from last year you're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. And also, there was discussion about where the water runoff is coming into the parking lot for 169 North Lincoln and to the end. And the original statement to us was that it comes from the lower end of the private road that cuts across the canal. That's incorrect. It comes across the high end of the street and drops down to the middle and then pools at the bottom of the parking lot. And at first I thought, well, maybe. I went out after it rained twice, took pictures, and then after we had the recent incidents with the weather. And it does exactly that. And I know we had originally discussed that there was going to be a bump, some kind of guard put down so that we could deflect the runoff. The comment was made that the decision was made in opposite, and it was put at the far end, which is doing absolutely nothing for us. So now it comes across the middle of the street and runs down to the bottom of the parking lot. So when all of this paving is supposed to happen, is that going to be resolved?
Dave, do you know,
because
remember anything about that?
I was just up there not too long ago myself checking out where they're going to put these wheelchair accessibility things.
I saw one red marker, and where the street is supposed to be,
the only place that I could see where they want these things is on New Street. I think that's New Street, right? That comes up and makes a right and goes out to Belvedere Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But they said it had to be part of the library.
We're talking about the
drainage to ADA.
Right. Right. All right. We'll get back to that. But yeah, the drainage. I was up there. I saw the pooling down there. As you're looking at your parking lot. In the left-hand corner.
Yep.
Down there.
That's the far rear closest to the church. Right.
It's all the way in the bottom corner.
Right. Of the parking lot. And then it goes off into the yard. And
yeah.
And the water goes from there. Right.
It doesn't. It just sits.
So
okay.
I think part
the
of the discussion
that
too is that the very top is having a little berm sort of thing also.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that can be addressed, correct me if I'm wrong, some of it can be with the way that the pitch of the road goes.
Well, a little bit, but also the intent was, and we had discussed this, I remember, at a previous council meeting when Jay came in, We're going to address that when we do the paving as well, because we're going to have significant milling, so we'll create another, basically it's a larger curb, if you know, so to speak, at the bottom end of what becomes the JCP&L driveway, that side of the curb, but the car, the car. And then also, you know, I could take a look, there may be some things that are not overly challenging that they could do on their property to get rid of that water at the back end of the,
I understand what the pastor's saying is that initially we thought that it was coming in the backside of the JCP&L property, but where it's actually coming from now, what she's saying is it's actually coming from across the road, not in front. I don't know if you could put...
Well, we'll take a look at it. The next time we get a significant rainstorm, I'll take a ride out myself and take a look at it, and, you know, then we can try to come up with a solution. You know, that we work into what we're doing. I don't see it as being a large issue in terms of addressing as we move forward with this in the springtime.
But here's what I'm concerned about, is if we move the water from there, it's got to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to go in their basement. I don't want it to go in anybody else's basement.
No, I think we can...
It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah. We can... Whatever we're going to do, we'll do it so that it's directed off of the property.
Okay. Now, while we're on that subject about the curbs, you know,
ADA,
is that what they're talking about on the corner of New Street? Because I went out there when I saw the water. There are two handicapped.
Because the ADA ramps that we're putting in that are being required are at the corner of North Charleston and North Lincoln at the very end, at the very beginning of the project. So those two northern corners, not all four, just the two northern corners, and then at the library, because there's already sidewalk there.
There's already
existing sidewalk and ramps crossing the library driveway.
Correct.
So it's four corners. We were originally looking to stay out of North Charleston and just do the two at the library.
At the driveway entrance.
At the driveway entrance.
That doesn't make any sense.
There's already two there.
But they're not compliant. They're not compliant.
Where are they going?
They don't meet the current standard. So we have to reconstruct them to meet the current standards, which took effect last year.
But they met the standards when they were built.
However long ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there were very lax standards on ADA ramps. It's only in the last 2 to 3 years where predominantly the federal government has gotten very strict in its oversight of ADA ramp construction. And then it has gone down to the state and to the counties and now to the local municipalities. And that's usually the burden. It typically falls on the local municipalities when they're doing these types of projects. And even if you're going to do a street improvement, such as an overlay project, the ramps now become a part of that. Because when you improve a street, you have to address these issues. And that's really what the genesis of all this was.
Is there a reason why there's a ramp, again, we keep asking this question, that goes to nowhere?
It goes to a telephone pole.
It's not a pole. It goes into the bushes.
She said at the last meeting.
It goes into the bushes, and it's a street. There's a marker. There's a property marker. If you're facing it to the left, and there's two. There's a tall one that's gold with a tap on top, and there's another one a little further down, and then it's just grass, and there is a pole and a bush. A set of bushes. It's not a road. I don't understand.
I don't know the origin of how and when that was constructed. But again, here's what I would say is some somewhat frustrating component. When there's a ramp that's already, and you'll go anywhere through the state of New Jersey now and you'll see tons of ramps that go nowhere. Mm-hmm. Personally, I don't agree with them. I think they're generally unsafe. Because you're actually telling somebody that it's okay to go somewhere, and because these are for the disabled, you know, whether hearing impaired, blind, or physically disabled, you're directing them, especially if they're sight impaired, into a condition that they're believing is a continuation of a pedestrian way and other things.
I noticed that at 31, and I believe it's Lincoln Avenue, right there where Clubhouse Drive goes into the shop, right?
The problem is...
handicap ramp here, and that's it.
The problem is, once these ramps are created, you can't eliminate them. It's nearly impossible to actually eliminate them. You're then stuck with having to upgrade them to the current standard, and a lot of times, which is what we really are faced with at the intersection of North Carlton and North Lincoln, it becomes much more complicated than just simply putting a ramp in. So these jobs become much more laborious, and they tend to take over what we would want to do as a simple overlay project. They become the predominant aspect when the intent was to do a simple overlay on a roadway such as North Lincoln. So I can go out and look at those. Again, we were trying to deal with the roadway issue predominantly with this project. We then got brought into having to deal with some of these accessible ramps. We tried to limit how much we had to do, and that's when we got the feedback from the state that we needed to include those additional accessible ramps in order to maintain what we had as the original ramp on it. So that's kind of where we stand today.
Did the state dictate where we were putting them with the handicap ramps? Did they actually come out here and look at it before we even did that?
Well, they're there.
They exist.
So what they're saying is you have to make these ramps
now compliant.
So that's it's a different thing to say we want one here or there. It's you have to make the ones that are already existing compliant.
Okay.
So my next question would be, we know that we have to design that. And so those plans back to the state?
That's been done and approved. That's what the original delay was in having to do that. That has been done. It's been approved. We've actually received the bids. Actually received the last bid, I believe, last week. We're currently looking at those. We would have a recommendation, I would hope, at the next meeting of the council for that portion of the work, which is outside of the paving work. It's done separately. The paving is going to be done through the co-op. The co-op doesn't do curb and sidewalk work, so we'll have to get a separate contractor to do the curb and sidewalk. And then that work, that portion of the work, would be done ahead of the paving, which it needs to be. And that is not weather or winter dependent. So as soon as it's approved and there's an agreement with the contractor, it can be done right away, assuming that we don't have 3 or 4 feet of snow on the ground, as long as, even in cold weather, concrete work.
They have antifreeze for that.
So there's different methods to do that. It's not going to affect the price. And then, as soon as what we would do is, there's a new contractor for the co-op, Kilpon. So they now have the contract this year for the co-op. We will be in touch with them. I can actually reach out to them this week, have them come out and look at it, prepared to do the work. And then as soon as the plants are available, we'll get on their schedule right away to do it.
Okay. When do you think the plants would open?
Typically, the plants open early March and late February, early March, and it really depends on what they think the weather's going to be like.
Okay.
All right, our next meeting is the 2nd of February. Do you think that we can have those, the recommendations for those contractors that submitted the bids?
Yes.
Okay. So we can award at the next meeting?
I would I would anticipate that an award for that work would be probable.
Don't worry, I
know you're going to be here, but...
Understand the train's going to be late out of North.
Oh, no, it won't. I'll drive that day. The other piece is that Councilman Higgins has submitted twice the safe, I believe it's a safe passage.
Safer streets and roads to school.
The first one he submitted was back in May. It was due back in May, but he submitted it before then. There was some question miscommunication, or whatever you'd like to call it, and it was again recommended and said yes, it would be looked at, etc., and that we are possibly eligible for that. What, does anyone have a status? Has it been done? Is it oops?
I don't think it's oops. I think we did talk about it, and we did give Christine the directive to go ahead.
You did that the first time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You did that
and
the first
go
time.
Go ahead. Now, have you been made aware? You were here, I think, that, for that, Dawson. Is that, you know, the grants for the safer
schools? I know that there were those discussions about, in general, what the safer schools program is.
Sidewalks and bicycles and things like that.
Right. It's signage. It's crosswalks. It's the upgrades, physical upgrades. It can be educational in nature in terms of, you know. So there's different programs or subsets to the program that, you know, that really are dependent on what we want to do.
So is it,
excuse me here, one second.
So it's been looked at, but we may not be, or?
Our next meeting is the 3rd of February.
Okay.
On the 2nd of February, we're having another sewer subcommittee meeting, and we're going to deal with streets, and I will have an answer for you on February 3rd. Good enough?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I seem to remember seeing something about that grant. I can't find it on my mail right now.
I know that we discussed it.
I'll look a little further for that. I do want to leave that up. Okay. Anyone else from the audience? See none, I would accept a motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Reports, we have two of them, DPW and code enforcement.
A motion received and filed.
Thank you.
Second.
Any discussion on the reports? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Committee reports. Higgins,
do
you have a sewer report?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do, sir. Thank you. We had a meeting yesterday being a holiday. Finelli's was good enough to let us have the meeting there. Kevin Chow was there. I was there. Mr. Heinrich, Dawson, and, of course, the manager was there. All right. Some of what we talked about was we talked about our current engineer getting the plans from our previous engineer, the CAD file, so that he can make his changes and present that to the council. That, he said that the negotiation or the contact that they had with them has been going good. They should have it. He talked to Mr. Schreck, and that by the next meeting we should have preliminary plans, right? Finalized plans, plans at the next meeting that we can vote on, that we can go ahead with the project. Now, some of the things that we talked about is, again, weather dependent, the paving aspect of it. The project can get done, but Dawson's recommendation is that we wait for the paving anyway due to settlement. So, right, that's what we talked about, a month, a month and a half.
We'll see how we'll look at it and see how it goes. But my recommendation is that let the trench work, have any settlement that's going to typically happen in a situation like that before we go ahead and resurface the roadway. I think we end up with a longer-term better product.
We talked about some cost savings that Dawson found going from the overlay from 3 inches to 2 inches. We could save some money there. We talked about hooking up the laterals to what the mains that they're going to, and just so everybody's clear, the project that the previous engineer had going down, or going back up South Prospect Street, And what our current engineer has proposed is that we go around through Gardner's Court. Both of those plans are going to be implemented. So the people that are on both South Prospect, where they face South Prospect Street, they're going to be hooked into the new lines. And then where the new line goes through Gardner's Court, those people on Gardner's Court are going to be reattached there to go around. Let's see here. Once the plans are finalized, the approved here, are you going to go out for new pricing before?
No, we wouldn't go out for new pricing. The way there's an agreement in place with the Veolia Water to let them let the contract.
Right.
And so that would require, once the borough accepts the revised the contract documents, and would require probably an amendment to the existing agreement with Veolia, and that could probably be done simultaneously, I would think, and we'll work with Leslie and Christine on that. Once that's done, Veolia would then, we would look to probably have the project re-quoted by the contractor, just to make sure that there's no overlap in confusion between the old plan and the new plan. So we're actually talking apples to apples at that point. And so, you know, I'm estimating that probably by early March we would look to have started construction, and then, you know, shortly thereafter be able to then pave, you know, once the sewer lines are all connected.
Okay. We also talked about Pleasant Valley Dam. We have money set aside. Dawson's got to do some kind of two-year report or whatever.
Because it's classified as a Class 2 dam, it requires, there's a inspection cycle. There's a relatively minimal inspection that's a two-year cycle. And then there's a five-year inspection, which is a much more in-depth. Right now, I confirmed with the dam safety guy at the state that we're only required now to do a two-year cycle. And even though we would be going through the process for the decommissioning concurrently, we would still need to do that two-year cycle inspection and submit it. And we're in the process now of addressing the final comments to the inundation study that was done as part of the requirement for the dam that had really had been started but never completed. That would also be a component of the decommissioning, so that we wouldn't have to redo that as part of that decommissioning effort. Once we get the approval of the decommission, then it's a matter of just going ahead and actually removing essentially the control structures, which control the flow of the water through the dam, and essentially would no longer have a dam classification or any classification in the state.
And that should be, that we could get that done this year too.
Yeah, we're going to get done with it. It's really that portion. The decommissioning really is dependent upon any of the historic and environmental studies that would need to be required as part of the decommissioning effort.
And Kevin also told us that our permits expire this year. We need to be in the permit.
We're going to actually schedule a meeting with Kevin next week to start looking at that process.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
That's it.
Mr. Sloan, you have a question about that?
I have a question. When did we decommission it?
We didn't. Not yet.
We're going through the process. We're starting the process.
And who voted that?
The council. Governing body. There really is no use for the dam anymore. What it was originally put there for, as I remember, what was it for? Some kind of a plant that was there, Dave?
Soap mill.
There's soap mill. No, right.
Yeah, so it really isn't necessary anymore. The upkeep on it, it has become burdensome, so we just want to get rid of it because it has no use, no purpose anymore.
Yep. It's not going to the slope. It's not going to change anything out there. It's what gets decommissioned, the controls. The control levers that are out there, they're the only things that are going to be coming out and part of the concrete wall, right?
No, no, not even the concrete wall. Basically,
it's still going to have the spill, but not the controls.
See, no, the spill.
There's no pond there anymore. There was a big, in, you know, back in my
day. I remember ice skating there.
Right. But it's also environmentally, for the ducks and the geese and all that, it's a very big asset. I know Marco talked about the theater. The mill pond is sad. I'm stressed to see that it's going to go. Because it's...
No.
Right.
Yeah. The state has made it impossible for us to keep that dam.
Damn.
They've made it impossible.
Damn.
That's why it's going to be decommissioned.
I watched it. It's called eutrophication. When a pond like that builds back up, you know, the
right.
trees come in and all that. I've watched it for 10 years and I've been sad and... I mean, we own the land, and someday it'll be back. I think that those kind of, it's not a recreation that, it's an asset to the community to have a pond. And nobody drowned there, trust me.
It only takes a teaspoon of water to drown.
Well, okay. Drown in a bucket somehow.
Anything else, Dave?
No, thank you.
And that brings us to our Ordinance 1, 2015, for Recreation Department fees on introduction.
I'll introduce Ordinance 1, 2015.
Thank you.
Okay, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon? Yes. McDonald?
Yes.
Okay, Ordinance 1-2015, an ordinance establishing Recreation Department program fees.
I would accept a motion to approve on first reading.
I make a motion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? And a roll call on that one, please.
Okay, Conry?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon? Yes. McDonald?
Yes.
Public hearing on Ordinance 1-2015 will be February 3rd, 2015. An advertisement of the public hearing in the Star Gazette on January 23rd, 2015.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? New business, Resolution 27-2015, redemption of a tax certificate.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on this one? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. Resolution 28-2015, appointing Heather Jorgensen to the Recreation Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? And on your desk this evening was Resolution 29-2015, appointing Mark Murata to the Shade Tree Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Vouchers.
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on any of the bills?
I have one thing.
Sure.
The electric usage for the municipal building and the DPW garage. I'd like to do a study on lighting in this building. The fluorescent lighting is now outdated. A lot of stuff has gone to LED. Something that I have a lot of experience with. I did it in school years ago, and actually the dormitories they built up in Ramapo while I was there 18 years ago were based on the study when dimmable fluorescents were available, which was the big technology. If the council agrees, I'd like to do a study for this building and for the DPW for what the upfront cost would be to retrofit all of the lights in here to save money for electricity.
We did do something a few years ago.
Okay.
You should probably take a look at that document, too.
Okay.
Where a lot of the lighting was replaced. I have no objections to you to look and see if we can find some more savings. Absolutely not.
In the last 3 years, the technology has radically changed.
Yeah.
Even with these lights in here, you don't have to rip them out. There's an actual bulb that looks just like one of these fluorescent bulbs. It's called a TA bulb, and it's all LED. I mean, the savings, I looked, that caught my eye with it. It seems like a lot of electrical usage. And if you guys will allow me to, I'll do the study.
Would you like to include the library in that also?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I think with the cost of
right.
these bulbs. I mean, I remember something being
right,
done.
The
yeah,
like
yeah, they have come down.
Yeah.
3 years ago, I wouldn't have done it in my own house, but we just did everything because the cost, they're becoming more readily available. You see them everywhere now. You go into Lowe's, Home Depot.
Yeah.
But I think we
get grants for it, too, once you have a proposal for it.
Exactly. And the Green Team can help with that. I mean, there's a lot of things we can talk about. So. Okay.
Just so you know, to catch up, they're going to put a solar farm in.
Right.
Down behind the DPW garage in the township. And,
okay.
And
someday,
sorry,
maybe.
Pardon?
Someday, maybe.
Yeah. Well, it's getting on 8 months here. I think March, right?
It's probably getting on 3 years since it was
yeah,
first
but
proposed.
But we've already signed an agreement with them to purchase some of their solar power.
Okay.
But if we use less of it, all the better.
Yeah. I mean, even if they have solar and we reduce our usage here, it's a good win. That's all
yeah,
I
does anybody have any objections to that? And you're welcome to do so on your in your own time.
Free time?
Yes. We won't hold you to anything in particular.
All right.
Any other discussion on the bills? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Simcoe?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Donald?
Yes. Okay, what did we give you to do to give to Ms. Blanchard?
Okay, well, you are going to speak to her about a resolution in support of the theater?
Yes.
Okay. She's going to get a copy of the parking ordinance to Joseph Krasinski. Does he still need that?
I don't think he needs that anymore.
No? Okay. She will give Tony Vargas a call regarding the placement of mailboxes and the icy road conditions. And then she will see that the council contact information is updated on the website.
Wonderful. That brings us to council remarks. Mr. Higgins.
Wait, I think there's one more that I missed. I'm sorry.
Rejection letter.
Oh, yeah.
Copy of rejection letter?
Yes. That was about my request.
And a copy of the grant.
Copy of the grant. Okay, thanks.
Mr. Higgins?
I can't think of anything right now, Mr. Mayor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mrs. Klimka.
Nothing for me either.
Mr. Heinrich?
Nothing.
Mrs. New?
I did attend the Martin Luther King discussion at Mount Pisgah AME Church.
Good.
And it was a very positive discussion, and a lot of members of various communities, religious organizations came together and community groups, and it was a nice way to celebrate Martin Luther King.
Mrs.
Connor?
Nothing either. And I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?